This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today flagged off the extended Srinagar-Jammu Vande Bharat Express service from Jammu Tawi Railway Station. The train, which previously operated from Srinagar up to Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Katra, will now run up to Jammu Tawi. The regular services on the extended route will begin from Saturday. The train will now operate with 20 coaches instead of 8, which will significantly enhance the capacity, connectivity and comfort. With the extension of Vande Bharat train, the passengers can travel between Jammu and Srinagar in less than 5 hours. Union Minister of State Jitendra Singh and Chief Minister Umar Abdullah were also present on the occasion. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today described Pakistan as a centre for international terrorism and India as a hub of information technology. Speaking at the National Security Summit 2.0 in New Delhi, he said that Operation Sindoor gave a message to the world that India will not tolerate any terrorist activity under any circumstances. Mr. Singh said that India is no longer the country that moves forward with the old mindset where terrorist attacks happen on our soil and we just keep issuing diplomatic statements. He reaffirmed the government's policy of no distinction to be made between terrorism and its sponsors.
Our military-industrial complex has proven time to time that it is prepared not only for peacetime needs, but also for rapid wartime supplies. Although we were threatened with a nuclear attack during that time, we did not fall for that bluff. We dismissed those threats, paid no heed, and did what was necessary, and what was necessary in the national interest.
Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution Minister Prahlad Joshi today met officials from the Indian Army in New Delhi to discuss on strengthening the procurement systems for the armed forces. In a social media post, the minister said the discussion includes the phased introduction of organic ration items, expansion of Bharat brand products such as rice and atta, and enhanced procurement of improved specification and basmati rice to ensure superior quality. Mr. Joshi said that deliberations also covered scaling procurement through cooperatives to ensure efficient supply chains. India has achieved a significant milestone by meeting an all-time peak electricity demand of 256.1 gigawatt in April without any shortage. This information was shared by New and Renewable Energy Minister Prahlad Joshi in a social media post today. Mr. Joshi said that solar energy has played a critical role in this achievement. He added that it contributed nearly 21% of the total electricity during peak hours, with 57 gigawatt generated at the time of highest demand and approximately 81 gigawatt during midday. The Supreme Court today strongly objected to a plea filed by AIIMS seeking to set aside its earlier order that permitted a 15-year-old girl to medically terminate her 30-week pregnancy. The court also asked the centre to consider amending the law to allow rape survivors to terminate unwanted pregnancies even beyond 20 weeks. It observed that in cases of pregnancy arising from rape, there should not be a rigid time limit. The court stressed that law must remain organic and aligned with changing times. The first Culture Working Group meeting under India's BRICS presidency 2026 concluded today in New Delhi. The meeting, chaired by Secretary of Ministry of Culture Vivek Agarwal, witnessed participation of BRICS countries virtually. The Indian delegation was represented by Member Secretary of Indira Gandhi National Centre for the Arts, Dr. Sachidanand Joshi, and other officials. In a social media post, the Ministry of Culture said that India's presidency of BRICS emphasises cultural, people-to-people exchanges and strategic cooperation. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heat wave conditions over West Rajasthan for the next 3 days. Coastal Andhra Pradesh, Odisha, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal will experience hot and humid weather for the next 2 days. IMD has predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Sub-Himalayan, West Bengal and Sikkim tomorrow. In IPL cricket today, Gujarat Titans will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru in Ahmedabad at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.